Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I'm not laughing, I'm just smiling. It's a beautiful sunny morning here where I am recording the podcast. I am your host, Emma Gunn Warden, and in this episode, for a pod a day in May, we're talking about music, and more specifically, music to work out to. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, and I really hope you do, I'm Emma Gunns, at Emma Gunns, that's at E-M-M-A-G-U-N-S, and it's that handle because Emma Gunn Wardner wouldn't fit and Caroline Hirons, which is why this is called The Emma Gunn Show, in case you're wondering. So if you are following me on Instagram, you will know that I like to run and I often share my music playlists when I go to the gym. And they are something that I get a few questions about. So this hashtag, a pod a day in May, I thought we'd get stuck into the best music to work out to because it really can make the difference between a good workout and a great workout. And I know this because if I ever get that playlist wrong, I just want to stop. I just want to stop, go home and restart it again and go back and have another workout with a better soundtrack. So in my years of exercising and running, I'm not in a foul mood, I'm in a funny mood. Goodness me. As far as I'm concerned, I've just shot an espresso, can you tell? Okay. Focus. As far as I'm concerned, there are three approaches to a good workout playlist: beats per minute, crescendo, and feel good. Maybe I should trademark those. So beats per minute is great if you're running and you find running to be somewhat meditative because you can get into a steady rhythm and the beats and the music carry you along. Subconsciously, your body will keep to the beat. It's clever, right? That's the beats per minute approach. And what's great about the beats per minute approach or the BPM approach is that if you're running and you want to increase your pace, then you just increase your beats per minute in the music. And obviously you have to work up to this, but it's a clever way of tricking your body into moving faster. I used this when I trained for a half marathon a few years ago. And as my running coach said to me many a time, which I never understood, I think I've said it before in this podcast, the best way to run faster is to run faster. BPM playlists are some of the easiest to find on music services like iTunes or Spotify. So if steady cardio is your thing, it might be worth looking at. But how do you know what the BPM of your music is? Well, the first thing here is that for steady cardio, sort of, you know, a steady, comfortable pace, you're looking at between 100 and 140 beats per minute. And if you go to Spotify, you can literally search workout playlists that have 120 to 130 BPM or whatever, and they're very easy to find. I'll put some links in the show notes. Or if you feel so inclined and you want to have a little bit more control over your BPM playlist, you can go to websites like songbpm.com and runhundred.com. Search for a song that you like and find out what its BPM is and build your own playlist based not only on what you like but beats per minute. It's a handy hack if you like for setting and sticking to a running pace. And also, a lot of the workout playlists do tend to be quite dancey or trancey or sort of, music that I don't feel cool enough to listen to, basically. Like David Guetta and people like that, who are obviously excellent, but just, the playlists tend to be a little bit more kind of, you know, what you get in a gym if you went to a bump and pump class. I don't mean bump and pump. I mean bums and tums or body pump, that's what I was trying to say. So if you prefer pop, if you prefer metal, if you prefer rock, you don't have to, if you go down the BPM route, you don't have to be herded towards the kind of dancey music side of things, which isn't my preference. So I just thought I'd share it with you if it's not your preference either. Then there's the crescendo approach, and this is one of my favorites. But this is choosing songs that start out slow and build to an explosive, I'm trademarking that, explosive, sometimes quite long explosive finish that will get you across a finish line or through a pain barrier, whatever it might be. When I ran the half marathon a few years ago, it was the Royal Parks, by the way, if anyone's interested, the Royal Parks half marathon. It's a beautiful, probably one of the most beautiful courses because it's all through the London Royal Parks. It's absolutely gorgeous. I had a couple of power songs that I had in my back pocket in case I could feel myself slowing down or I could feel that my energy was going. I would tap my, iPod at the time. It was about, it's going to be 7 years ago this year. Yikes. And I would hit my power song. And one of those power songs was Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's probably, again, gold standard in crescendo music. It really is incredible. And that guitar solo was just really, it's just amazing to run to. One Moment in Time by Whitney Houston is another. That one is just, and if you don't cry, if you're not getting to the end of a race or a run and that comes on and you don't shed a tear, I would suggest that you need to go back to the beginning and start again. Always by Bon Jovi is a strong contender. That has got that. When I was getting my fitness back up last year, Always by Bon Jovi, and actually Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi too. They really were my like power songs. And Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue is an unbelievable. They're those gentle ones that start out and then they get heavier and drums come in and guitars come in. Those are the crescendo songs. And this is a great playlist to have on hand if you're looking to push through or beyond as you get a bit carried away in a guitar solo or a crazy vocal. There's something really like, there's something that makes you clench your door and just grit and go for it when that music kicks in, or it does for me. Oh, and the queen of all crescendo tracks, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, I would say, is probably Bring Me to Life by Evanescence.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Prove me wrong. That song is amazing. I'm actually now going to create a playlist on Spotify and add a link to it in the show notes if this sounds like the kind of thing you'd be interested in, because crescendo songs for workouts are fantastic. Definitely good if you're running more than 5K, if you're running more than half an hour, they're great. Also on Spotify, I'm Emma Guns with a Z because Emma Guns with an S wasn't available. So again, I'll make that clear in the show notes. Then there's the Feel Good playlist, and this is just an edit of music, of the music that makes you smile, it's the music that you're at a wedding and the DJ plays it and you just can't help yourself, your legs start moving before your brain kicks in, or it's the music that you'll sing at karaoke, whether you've had a drink or not, whatever it might be. And this is the playlist you have in reserve if you're not feeling motivated, if you'd rather stay in bed or you get to the gym or hit the run and it's just not coming together. This is your, this is such a good term that I was really pleased with myself for coming up with and I just fluffed it up. This is your audio override that will flip you into a good mood without you even realizing and get you stuck into a workout when you maybe weren't feeling that into it. And those are the mornings when you didn't sleep well the night before, when it's been a really long week and you just think, oh, I really would prefer a lie-in, but you've laced up your shoes, you're in your kit and you're ready to go. That's the day when you can use your feel good playlist. Maybe even just for the warm up, because sometimes you get through that feel good warm up, do a 10 minute like brisk walk or something, or a 10 minute jog. And then by the end of it, you think, oh no, bitch, I'm ready for my crescendo playlist. That means it's just a good one to have in reserve. And also on days when you just think, actually, I've hit my fitness goals this week, but I want to do something, keep my blood pumping. Again, feel good playlist is just amazing and it makes you smile. A great feel good playlist artist is Taylor Swift. Little Mix are really good too. Think about those kind of poppy, happy beats that make you kind of tap your toe, even if you don't sometimes want to. You can throw a few guilty pleasures in there and no one will know. And then finally, there's another option. And one I honestly never really considered until I heard it on a little known podcast called Joe Rogan Experience. And I know that I have listeners who chuckle every time I mention Joe. There should be a drinking game, but there we go. But he talked about it on his podcast. I'd never even considered it before. And he talked about exercise with no music. And the context Joe mentioned it in, we're on first name terms. The context Joe mentioned it in was in the fact that he thought music, and I think he was specifically talking about running, was almost like cheating, which is interesting, right? So if ever you want to, in cheating in the sense of, as explained earlier, your body subconsciously keeps up to the beat. So it's like an aid. It's like a crutch, if you like. It's helping you. It's no different from one of those gels you take when your energy's going, or, you know, having a power drink before you go for your run. So if ever I want to see quite how fit I really am, how motivated I really am, I sometimes go for a run without music just to see if there's a difference. And because I'm strapped up to Apple Watches and numerous apps, I can monitor it really simply. Was my heart rate lower on that? Was my pace slower? Was it quicker? I can look at all of that data, which is really interesting. I refer you to the biohacking episode from A Pod A Day in May from a few days ago about how we can biohack and actually learn from our data. Without that beat carrying me along, without the guitar solo making me lengthen my stride, without me even realizing all of those things, and without those beats keeping me in rhythm, am I still performing to the same degree? It's a nice, fun experiment, even if you think, actually, Emma, I want to work out with music. It's just sometimes fun to just give it a go and check that data, because, you know, we are our own experiments, I think, sometimes. Anyway, so those are my top tips for creating brilliant playlists to work out to, whether you're running, whether you're doing weight work, whether you're doing HIIT training, whatever it might be. I think these are really great playlists that I use for all of them. Running is obviously the thing I do the most, which is why I probably do go into my BPM and my crescendo playlist more than others. But when I'm doing my Tabatas at home, or I do my little circuits at home, they're not little circuits, actually, they're really, really hard. But when I do them, I tend to listen to the crescendo or the feel good. Because particularly with the HIIT ones, where you're kind of every few minutes going, that was a really poor attempt at ASMR. it's good to have it. It's good to sort of have that feel good, make you smile music in the background. I will create some playlists. I will put the links to them in the show notes. And let me know. Go into that Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. You do have to answer those two questions. If you don't, you're not getting in. And just share your playlist, share your power track. I would love to know. In fact, I will start a thread, what is your power track? And please just put the link to it in a comment underneath. I'd love to hear. Then we can build a playlist from that. It can be the Facebook group's gym playlist. That would be amazing. Share that. DM me on social media, where I'm at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram. Or you can always email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. And I know I've said it before and it might sound quite cheesy, but my favourite part of creating the show is hearing from you guys. And when I get an email from you, it makes me feel awesome. And I do get back to all messages as quickly as I possibly can. Sometimes that can be a little bit slow. I do apologize, but I get back to them personally. They are not fielded by anybody else. It's me who will get back to you. So there we go. Another Pod A Day in May talking about workout music. I will see you again on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time.
The world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.